Hey everyone, it's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast, a podcast for healthcare travelers, all information for you. We hope that it's entertaining. We have a lot of fun on this podcast, so thank you so much for jumping on. We have another treat in store for you today. Today on, we have Jason Barnes, who is a senior recruiter and team lead over at Primetime Healthcare, and we're so excited to have him on. They just joined Wanderly as a brand new client, so we're really pumped for them to get some exposure into our communities and for you guys to be able to learn all about them and, of course, head on over and be sure to work with them. So, hi, Jason. How's it going? Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah, it's going well. Thanks for having me. You know, we're super excited to be partnering with you guys to do this. So it's going to be a great opportunity for both of us.
Absolutely. Well, we're definitely honored to have you, and we're really excited for people to learn more about you. So before we jump into everything Primetime, can you just tell us about you and your journey to getting to Primetime?
Yeah, absolutely. I had actually worked for a competitive company in Omaha for a little bit before I got the opportunity to come over here and work for Primetime. My boss, Cole and Logan, had approached me about coming over and helping them to basically build our RN division to where it is today. And funny enough, when I started, there was only four of us, and now we are to 40 people in our RN division. So it's been fun. Just kind of watching it grow and, you know, get bigger and bigger as the day goes and kind of build our name for the RN division and kind of with RN travelers.
Yeah, that's some incredible growth. Wow, that's awesome. Super cool. Okay, great. Well, I'm sure everyone that's listening in the audience, you know, there's a lot of different agencies out there. There's a lot of different people, you know, pulling at travelers for where they want to work. So can you tell everybody what makes Primetime unique? Why should travelers head right over to your website today?
Yeah, so basically the thing that makes Primetime Healthcare unique is just basically our attention to detail and really taking care of our travelers like their family. You know, I mean, I've heard so many horror stories since I've been a recruiter about people just kind of getting left behind, or they start an assignment and they're never, you know, and nobody ever touches base with them or anything like that. You know, our biggest thing is, you know, just taking care of our travelers, making sure we're always there for them, and, you know, kind of getting them whatever they need, you know, just at any point in time, you know, just being accessible and just kind of going above and beyond for them. So that's kind of the big thing. You know, we look at our travelers like they are family. You know, our owners look at it the same way. They do everything they can for our travelers, and they treat them just the same as our internal staff. So it's just a really great atmosphere overall between our internal staff and our travelers that our owners bring on a day-to-day basis.
I love that. I love when there's like that symbiotic, super caring relationship between recruiters, the whole agency staff, especially leadership, and then obviously the travelers. That's awesome. If there was one thing throughout your experience that you could say that you wish all travelers knew, whether it be brand new travelers or super veteran experienced travelers, what's one thing that you wish that they knew? And it can be maybe even about Primetime or just in general about the industry.
Kind of what I've found that I always kind of wish that brand new people starting out is just to have that knowledge to do your research. You know, I just hear a lot of travelers, they kind of get a bad taste in their mouth, especially the brand new ones, just because of, you know, maybe a certain recruiter or a certain company or whatever they go with, that they just kind of heard a good job that they're interested in. They get started with them and then it just kind of goes south. They, you know, not necessarily didn't really do an entire, a bunch of research, I guess I should say, and just kind of dove in head first and it didn't go as well as they thought. So my suggestion for anybody, especially brand new travelers, is do your research. Make sure you talk with not just one, but a couple different agencies. Try to find a recruiter that you get a good feeling about, one that you know that's going to have your back, and, you know, one that's going to go above and beyond for you. You know, whether it's with Primetime Healthcare or any of the other, you know, many companies that are out there right now, just do your research, find what's best for you, and, you know, find what's going to work for you in the long run, because basically that's what it's all about. You want to be happy as a traveler, and you want to make sure you're getting everything that benefits you.
Sure. We've definitely heard some newbie horror stories over here at Wanderly that just kind of make you because brand new people, really don't know. And I'm excited that social media has also given people a platform to kind of create programs to help out. It's given support groups for travelers to discuss. It's also given different groups for recruiters and agency personnel as well to kind of chime in and help give advice that people, for lack of a better term, don't get screwed over, because it is, I hear horror stories, but I feel like the traveler side and the recruiter side, they're just so different, and yet they have to work together to make this whole industry go round. So if there's one thing that you wish all recruiters would know, what would that be?
Just to basically don't treat your traveler as a number. Again, that's one of the big things that I hear a lot of travelers say, is that they get to feel like they're a number. Just know that these are people's livelihoods, you know, out there. They're the ones going and to the facilities where things might not be the best. You know, they're the one putting in all the hours. So, you know, treat them as an individual. I always tell my travelers, hey, you know, you don't work for me. I don't like to say that I work for you. We work together. It's a business partnership. And, you know, that's basically kind of what it is in the long run. So really make sure that, you know, as a recruiter, you just know that these are people's livelihoods. You're taking care of them, and make yourself accessible whenever they need.
Yeah, I love that too. I think that's super important. I think it's such a crazy idea that if you actually think about travel healthcare and what these people are doing and going through just to go and, you know, take care of complete strangers in a completely unfamiliar and temporary home. It's so crazy. And then in that same breath, all these recruiters as well, they also have these families and their livelihood. And I really hope that what you just said is just kind of a resounding sort of motto for recruiters moving forward and definitely for travelers as well, because I think it's just such a unique industry and how dependent both are on each other to be successful. I really love that you just said that too. And I really agree with you, because these people are totally uprooting their lives and moving very far away, usually from family and what they've always known. So I love that too. If you could think of one thing that would improve this industry, because that's what we try to do over at Wanderly, especially, we're really trying to enhance the industry as a whole. We're not trying to just make changes necessarily on the technology side, which is obviously what we are, but we're really trying to make changes throughout the industry and have kind of a ripple effect. And I'm kind of someone weird that's like butterflies and rainbows about everybody. Like, I just want everyone to get along. I want everyone to be successful. I'm just super weird in that way, but it really comes down to our core values and making sure that we are doing something in this industry that's going to make a bigger difference and that's going to be bigger than us and bigger than our technology. So if you could think of one thing that you could improve for the entire industry, is there something that comes to mind?
Honestly, I would say it would be a communication piece. I mean, I feel like since I've done this, that's always kind of like one of the biggest things. I always hear that there's an issue out there is just communication piece, whether it's with the recruiter to the traveler or vice versa, whether it be, you know, a traveler's, you know, they're working with many different companies or whatever. Recruiters don't care. You know, they understand that you have to do what you got to do. That's best for you. And then on the other side of things, recruiters, be honest, just because, you know, make sure you're giving full details about every job you're submitting them to. You know, don't submit them to jobs that they have no idea about. You know, just overall honesty in general, because again, like I said, it's a business partnership. And if there's no honesty in there and you can't communicate what's going on, then it's just going to lead to bad turmoil in the long run. So that's just basically the biggest thing that I've always seen, is that as our industry gets bigger and bigger, just make sure whoever you're working with, whether you're a recruiter or a traveler, just be upfront, be honest, and just let them know what you need and what you want and what you're expecting.
And we hear that all the time. That is so funny that you said that. Communication is a very common answer when we ask anybody, you know, what would you improve or what would you like to see differently in the industry? It's usually communication. And I think that especially with social media now too, kind of holding people accountable, just the way that it's even taken off in the last 5 years, I think we're in a hope that we continue to see the shift in the right direction of transparency when it comes to communication. We really hear that all the time. That's crazy that you just said that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think Wanderly and Primetime can work together over the next, you know, I don't even know, 6 months, a year out from now, but how can we work together maybe to improve the industry, but also just to work together to make sure, you know, that everything that we're doing is true to Primetime and true to the Wanderly core values. How do you kind of see this partnership coming to fruition?
Honestly, I had heard about you guys before we had gotten started, and I'd heard nothing but great things. And obviously, I know you guys are still growing and getting bigger, and, you know, it's kind of the same thing for us. And basically, you know, I think it's just going to be great just for us to be able to post jobs, us to be able to be upfront with every job that we have. I know we work together to make sure all the details are 100% accurate, so we're not throwing anything out there that, is misleading by any means. So just to, you know, basically kind of revert back to the overall communication piece, it's great for both of us to work together to be able to get all this information out about different jobs to these travelers out there and be able to show them, hey, this is what this job is paying. You know, there's no hidden fees. There's no, you know, misdirection of any by any means. Like, if you're interested in this job, this is what it is. And, you know, if you're interested, I'd definitely love to help out. So just for us both to be able to help the industry in general, I think, like I said, it just kind of goes back to the overall communication piece and just being upfront and honest about everything and hopefully help with that. You know, I know you guys work with multiple other companies, so same thing with them. You know, obviously, you know, I know the one of the biggest things that you guys kind of preached when we first came on with you guys is just when we are posting jobs with you, make sure we have as much detail as possible and, just make sure that everything's pretty accurate on what we're posting and no, like I said, no hidden fees or any hidden agendas or anything like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's fantastic. And that's definitely what we would love out of this as well. And I think that's why this entire platform was created. So that's really exciting to hear. And I'm so glad that you grasped that from us as well, because that really is something that we take very seriously and that we want to continue to promote. That's so great. Well, awesome, Jason. Well, I'm sure people who are listening absolutely want to work with you and they want to head over to Primetime. So can you just share some of maybe the URLs or handles or even any contact information you're comfortable with sharing with the audience that if they do want to work with you guys, obviously through the Wanderly.us platform, that they can find you guys pretty easily?
Yeah, if you're interested in checking out our website, all you have to do is just check out primetimehealthcare.com. If you want to speak to me individually or whomever, actually my direct number is 402-505-5187, or you can contact our main office at 402-933-6700 and just ask to speak with any of our great recruiters that we have in the office. So yeah, feel free to get in touch with us anytime. Check out our website and look for me on Facebook at Jason Barnes on Facebook for Primetime. So thanks again, Kelly. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh my gosh, of course. Well, thank you for being on. Everybody, that is another episode of The Happy Traveler. You can find all the Primetime incredible people, their recruiters, their jobs through Wanderly.us. You can contact them directly through the number that Jason just gave you. Again, that's Jason Barnes. He's a senior recruiter from Primetime Healthcare. It's another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we'll see you guys next week.